and to find a store near you.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Fire Department 39, this is Mercy.
Yes, hi. My name is Dr. Nasta. I live in Beverly Park in Beverly Hills.
Yes, sir.
I just got a call from the residence of Charlie Sheen, from the secretary. Apparently, what he's saying, they had intoxicated.
All right.
So, and he's saying, don't call 911. But he got him on the phone. He was very, very intoxicated. Also, apparently a lot of pain. Kind of weird, the phone call I received.
Kind of weird is an understatement. That's the 911 call that put Charlie Sheen back on the front pages of the tabloids. The crazy stories, the excesses of drugs and alcohol, the speculation about whether he's going back into rehab, all of that has put Mr. Sheen on this week's countdown. Doug Steffen here. Welcome to this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show for the week ending Friday, February the 4th. We'll be reviewing the top 10 hits of talk radio as determined by the staff at Talkers Magazine, which is the premier publication in the talk radio industry, monitoring talk radio programs all across the country to determine our list. And this week, the Charlie Sheen case is number 10. Number 9 this week is the Super Bowl, the teams, the commercials, and all of the hype. Virginia Talk host Jimmy Barrett talks to former Dallas Cowboys special teams coach Joe Avezzano about how protective the NFL has gotten over these words, Super Bowl.
The National Football League in some ways has become the no-fun league with what they've done. Some of the things that they've cracked down on, of course, one of the things that they've cracked down on for years is just using the term Super Bowl. You know, we as a radio station, we have to be very careful how we use it. If we wanted to do a contest involving the big game, we'd have to refer to it as the big game. We can't refer to it as the Super Bowl. On one hand, I understand this is like the biggest sport event that goes on, period. So I can understand on one hand why they want to be somewhat protective of the name, but they come across as being protective for no other reason than this is something that we want to make money on and we want to make sure nobody else does.
I agree with you. That's the way it appears at times. That's why when I got involved with actually helping this company, SaveMore.com, launch their business, I thought it was, besides just helping them launch it with some promos and stuff like that, I thought it was pretty interesting that as they bought, and this is a great example of what we're talking about, they bought 100 Super Bowl tickets with the idea of doing a contest to launch the business, to give away tickets. If people come to the website, they sign up, and they have a chance to win the tickets.
Right.
And a TV station did a story on the launch, but before it aired, they got back to the company and said, we can't do this article, we can't do this story, and you probably got an issue. And then the NFL came in and said, yeah, you can't use the word Super Bowl in your promotion. And in one way, I understand the protection of their sponsors, and they trademark the word Super Bowl, so they own it. They indeed have the right to give you permission, or you pay for permission,
yeah.
And that's the way the trademarks go. Okay, but the Super Bowl thing has grown into the biggest watched event in the world for one day, and so it encompasses a little more than just protecting your big money corporate sponsors.
Number 8 on the countdown, the Rumsfeld memoirs. Former Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld releasing his memoirs next week. ABC's Jonathan Carl shared some of what's to come in this book, which is due out actually on Tuesday.
The perpetually confident Donald Rumsfeld does have a few, very few, regrets. The biggest, not quitting after the Abu Ghraib detainee abuse scandal. More than anything else I have failed to do, I regret that I did not leave at that point, he writes in his soon-to-be-released memoir. Rumsfeld at the time did twice write letters of resignation to President Bush. Both were rejected. On the Iraq War itself, however, no regrets. The Middle East, he writes, would be far more perilous than it is today with Saddam Hussein in power. He says President Bush, in a one-on-one meeting with Rumsfeld just 2 weeks after the September 11th attack, first asked for Iraq war plans. This was even before the beginning of the U.S. invasion of Afghanistan. Rumsfeld does lash out at other members of the Bush National Security Team, Condoleezza Rice, Colin Powell, and especially Iraq Administrator Paul Bremer. There were far too many hands on the steering wheel, which, in my view, was a formula for running the truck into a ditch.
Coming up, global warming will be in the focus, along with a Nobel Prize nomination for WikiLeaks, when the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Adventurous Americans, maybe you own a motorcycle, a boat, an RV, a PWC, or an ATV. Well, FYI, GEICO could save you money on insuring those vehicles. And here's how easy it is. You call GEICO and speak with a specialized agent about all the vehicles you own. The agent crunches the numbers. And if you're like thousands of others, your rate is less than what you pay now. And where I come from, paying less means saving money. Call GEICO today for a free rate quote. GEICO, saving people money on more than just car insurance.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Effin Nasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Effin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Effin to others.
Effin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Women move the world, and Caltrate helps move them.
I asked my Graham to sponsor me in our walkathon.
And I said, okay, but she'd have to sponsor me back, because I'm walking too.
Caltrate provides the essential calcium that helps keep bones strong and muscles moving. Caltrate gives us 1,200 milligrams of calcium and 800 IU of vitamin D.
We'll do the full 5 miles.
And do it together.
Caltrate helps women keep moving, because women move the world.
Across the offices of our nation, something wonderful is happening. Something bouncy. Office Max rubber band balls are transforming your gray and streaked documents to colorful perfection with America's largest selection of retail ink and toner. More ink means we have your ink. Right now, purchase $50 in HP ink and get a free 10-pack of Duracell AA batteries. A $7.49 value valid through February 5th, $50 before taxes. Ink claim based on survey of select office product superstores includes National and Office Max brand ink and toner and ink refill. Office Max. Work with us.
Live from Progressive.
Hello again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's got to be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Stop harmful spam and virus intrusions.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is an integrated hardware and software solution that processes and filters out bad email before it enters your network. With no per-user fees and automatic updates, the Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is the most cost-effective solution for protecting your network from email-borne threats. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM. Or visit Barracuda.com.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. We're up to number 7 on the countdown, global warming. Radio host Howie Carr talks to a caller who thinks global warming has just been a way for Al Gore to make some extra do-re-mi.
All the old belief, the moon bat belief systems about global warming and about climate change, whatever you want to call it, are dying. But there are still some there still are some apostates out there who aren't picking up the cues, you know, who look outside. And they see the piles of snow higher than they've been in 30 years, 30 plus years, and they say, Al Gore is right. I believe Al Gore. Pass the Kool-Aid. Eric, you're next. Go ahead, Eric.
No, I was at the Stone Zoo the other day, and the polar bears had jackets, mittens, hats, and scarves on it. So this global warming thing, you just got to get Al Gore to a zoo. I mean, anybody that believes that this global warming thing, it's got to be a way. It's Al Gore's way of reinventing himself after being vice president and making money.
Yeah.
I mean, these, you know, green energy, if you read what green energy is, a wind farm,
yeah.
In order to have a solar wind farm, you need to have, for every 1,000 kilowatts of whatever of power they generate with a wind farm, they have to have 800 kilowatts of fossil energy to back it up. It's,
right.
It's a myth. And at the end of the day, what it's going to do is going to make everything more expensive. You know, it's going to give people the, you know, everybody's going to, you know, packaging, plastic's going to be more expensive. Everything is going to go through the roof.
The Nobel Prize nomination for WikiLeaks is number 6 on the countdown. The AP's Ross Simpson talked about how this happened and why.
A Norwegian lawmaker says he has nominated WikiLeaks for the 2011 Nobel Peace Prize. The 26-year-old legislator who has made WikiLeaks his pick for the $1.6 million prize is a member of Norway's Socialist Left Party. And he says the website's disclosure of classified documents promotes world peace by holding governments accountable for their actions. The prize committee typically receives more than 200 submissions, so just being nominated doesn't say anything about a candidate's chances of actually winning. A leading Nobel watcher says he believes a victory for Julian Assange and his staff is unlikely because there's been so much criticism surrounding the organization's approach to whistleblowing. World leaders have repeatedly warned that making diplomatic cables and other secret documents available for everyone to see threatens global security. The Nobel Committee will announce the winner in October.
Number five item on the countdown is U.S.-China relations. Former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger, who helped open relations with China during the Nixon years, talked about the recent visit from the Chinese president.
Of course, this is a new generation in China. This is the generation that grew up in the Cultural Revolution when they saw a lot of turmoil in their youth, but now enormous stability and progress. They don't really remember the period of national weakness that China represented in the earlier period. And then they have a very Chinese approach to policy. It's very hard for the Chinese to absorb the fact that many of our actions, most of our actions, are more or less random actions that are generated by individual pressure groups. But they put them together as if they were part of an overall design. And so then they begin to interpret that design as an American attempt to hold them down. And this leads to an atmosphere of mutual suspicion, partly produced by the cast of mind of the two sides, but it will develop a reality of its own.
The national debt number four on the countdown. South Carolina talk host Russ Cassell talked about recent comments made by Congressman Jim Clyburn, the Democrat from South Carolina, on the economy and how he thinks we can spend our way out of this mess that we're in.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to talk about the reaction of our own James Clyburn, Democrat, South Carolina, powerful member of Congress, the House Majority Whip. And I want to throw out to you his idea. This is at the Hill website, thehill.com, under something called the Blog Briefing Room. Michael O'Brien writes, the U.S. government must spend its way out of the recession, the Democrats' third-ranking House leader stressed Monday. Representative James Clyburn, Democrat, South Carolina, said that trying to find greater savings in the budget, which was released by President Obama, wouldn't help alleviate the recession. Here's the quote. We've got to make some decisions here as to what's in the best interests of our country going forward, he said during an appearance on Fox News. And I think the best interest is to invest in education, control these deficits, while at the same time trying to get people back to work. Well, the problem is you can't do all those things. Here's another quote. We're not going to save our way out of this recession. We've got to spend our way out of this recession. And I think that most economists know that, end quote, Jim Clyburn. How amazing is that? How disappointing is that? Jim Clyburn of South Carolina believes that you can spend your way out of recession. I would ask Representative Clyburn, give us any evidence where that's ever worked. Give us any evidence whatsoever where that's ever worked. Isn't it a fact, Representative Clyburn, isn't it a fact, an undeniable fact, that spending is what got us into this problem? Spending is what continues to perpetuate the problem. Folks, it's enough to make you dizzy.
The groundhog said there will be an early spring, so a lot of people wait for a reprieve from all these snowstorms. Winter weather, the focus next on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, Why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
If you're serious about playing college football, give yourself the competitive edge with the National Underclassmen Football Combine. The NUC is the longest-running underclassmen event and the most respected combine and football camp in the nation. Specifically designed to give athletes early recruiting exposure, there's no better time than now to compete in the National Underclassmen Football Combine. Call 888-NUC-MVP1 or go to NationalUnderclassmen.com to find out more.
Zero.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I'm Dex Steffen. We're up to number three on the countdown. Severe winter weather. This week's storm, one of the largest to hit the U.S. since the 1950s, reached more than 2,000 miles across, dumping up to 2 feet of snow in the Midwest and reaching across America from Maine all the way down to Texas. Houston got some snow late in the week. In Texas, Talk host Jeff Bolden talked with an attorney about the weather and employers who try to force their employees to come to work when conditions are so bad.
The icy roads have made for very dangerous conditions out there this morning. There are wrecks and, of course, accidents all over the place. What is the reality of your employer demanding that you go to work? Now, some people can work from home in an increasing commuter society today. People can get on their computers and laptops and telephones, and they can work from home. They can make sales calls, for example, and customer calls, things like that. Not unusual. If you're a public servant or in that way, as we are here, we come into work. That's just, these are the days that only the people that have to show up really should show up, because it is so icy and so dangerous that you can't be guaranteed that you're not going to get there, or you can't be guaranteed, I should say, that you're going to get there. So what if your employer decides that, that productivity has just suffered a lot lately for whatever reason, and you need to get to work today or else? So you get dressed, you put on your dungarees and your long johns, and you walk outside, and the first step you take, you slip and you break your tailbone, which means EMT has to come and get you because you now have a broken tailbone. Let's say that you get T-boned because some knucklehead from Three Frogs, Texas says, well, there's some clear pavement ahead, and is not smart enough to recognize that there's going to be ice past that. He T-bones you. You break your shoulder, your ribs, and your hip. Who's liable for that? The driver of the other car, of course, but is your employer also liable for demanding that you come into work today? It's a serious question. Clint David joins us on the TexasLending.com hotline. He's the founder and managing shareholder of David Goodman. And is it Madol?
It is Madol.
David or Clint, good morning to you.
Good morning.
So let's talk a little bit about this. I'm a simpleton, so I ask simple questions. My common sense, which doesn't often have anything to do with the law, of course, my common sense tells me that an employer that demands that someone come in today is liable if they have an accident. What do you think?
Well, Jeff, certainly there's never been a rational relationship between common sense and the law, so we won't start right now.
You used the word rational. That had to hurt.
Come on. Listen. It depends, but here's the broad answer is no. I mean, at the end of the day, safety. We're opening at noon today. But if the employer was responsible for every employee that might get injured on the way coming to work, whether dangerous conditions or not, then it would be hard for people to stay in business. Now, it's different, though, if you are, let's say you own a trucking company, and you've got a bunch of truckers out there, and it is a part of a person's job to drive for your company, and your company controls the trucks and the means for them coming in and out, and you mandate that your trucks shall be driving, because that's their job, out there, and they hit somebody else. The question is, what is that person's recourse against the employer? And I think they would have a good case. It would essentially be, listen, you, Mr. Employer, had no business telling your truckers as a part of their job to be out and about. They shouldn't be. You controlled that decision. Therefore, you're liable to me. And, of course, the employee would have a typical workers' comp claim because they're injured on the job.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Winter weather, that's number three in the countdown. Recapping now, Charlie Sheen at number 10. The hype surrounding the Super Bowl is number 9. The memoirs of Defense Secretary Rumsfeld, number 8. Number 7, global warming. Number 6, the Nobel Prize nomination for WikiLeaks. U.S.-China relations, number 5. National debt, number 4. Severe winter weather, number 3. That leaves numbers 2 and number 1. And they're next with your calls at 800-510-8255 on the countdown.
Winter is really heating up at Rite Aid during Winter Rewards. That's right, cool temps mean hot values and prizes with your Wellness Plus card. Like a $20 plus-up reward when all your purchases, now through February 26th, add up to $100 or more on thousands of specially marked products. You'll also be entered to win one of over 800 prizes totaling $100,000 every time you use your card. Winter Rewards, now through February 26th, only at Rite Aid. No purchase necessary for sweepstakes. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
Our day starts very early at the USO. We support the troops at more than 130 centers in airports and other locations around the world. We have regularly scheduled deployments that come through, but things rarely run on schedule, so we have a lot of surprises. We have birthdays, we have family reunions, we even had a wedding here once. But whatever comes up, travel arrangements, emails back home, or just a place to relax for a while, we'll do our very best to see they get what they need. It's the least we can do, considering what they do for us. If you want to make a difference in the life of someone serving our country, if you really want to make a difference, the USO is how it's done. Help us help them. The USO depends on the generosity of the American people, people just like you. To find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO, until everyone comes home.
Mushy mush mish, mush mash.
Ah, mash mush mush.
That's too bad. They've eaten mushy oatmeal their entire lives. Now, even their conversation is mushy. Lucky for them, there's Better Oats brand instant oatmeal, made with 100% whole grain oats, real fruit and flax for a great taste and texture. It comes in 28 delicious varieties, like dark chocolate and chai spiced. No more mush mouth, just Better Oatmeal.
Mush mouth?
That's right. And it's guaranteed. If you don't like Better Oats better, we'll give you your money back. Go to BetterOats.com for more details and to find a store near you.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You really can lose weight while you're sleeping. Guaranteed. AffinityDiet.com introduces Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet. Great tasting Lose and Snooze from AffinityDiet.com is the first step in our guaranteed weight loss system. Lose and Snooze will help your body get a deep restorative sleep without the harmful side effects of pharmaceutical drugs. And during deep natural sleep, your body starts to shed unwanted pounds, build lean muscle, and lose inches. Add AffinityDiet.com's One Day Diet waivers and your metabolism keeps going with all the vitamins and minerals you need with no rebound effect. But don't worry, you're never more than 24 hours from your favorite foods. Learn more about Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet at AffinityDiet.com, spelled AffinityDiet.com, or call toll free 855-663-3438. That's 855-663-3438. Finally, a diet that succeeds where others have failed, from AffinityDiet.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it.
grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
1-877-814-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 1-877-814-MY-TV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound.
Call 1-877-814-MY-TV.
So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 1-877-814-MY-TV. 1-877-814-MY-TV.
Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call 1-877-814-MY-TV. 1-877-814-MY-TV.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
The Talk Radio Countdown on the air as we review the hot hits in talk radio from this week. We're up to the number two item on the countdown, health care reform, or its repeal. This week began with the news that a judge in Florida had ruled the health care reform bill was unconstitutional. That's been done, well, four different judges have taken a crack at this. Two say it's unconstitutional, two say it is constitutional, and so a lot of the discussion, as you can imagine, was a political back and forth about the court and whether it's, you know, the same old stuff about legislating during doing legislative work in the courts. Here's radio host Carl Wolfson talking about Oregon's attorney general, who testified about the health care reform bill and how it is definitely constitutional. John Kroger did a terrific job. I watched his testimony online. He's our attorney general, of course, and he testified before the Senate Judiciary Committee yesterday about the constitutionality of the Affordable Care Act. He said he has no doubts that the act is constitutional.
My name is John Kroger, and I'm the attorney general of Oregon. Over the course of my career, I've taken an oath to defend the Constitution as a United States Marine, as a federal prosecutor, and as the attorney general of my state, and I take that obligation extraordinarily seriously. I am confident that the Affordable Care Act is constitutional and will ultimately be judged constitutional. The reason for that confidence is quite simple. There have been four primary arguments raised in litigation challenging the bill, and I believe all four arguments are, as a legal matter, meritless.
That was John Kroger, and there was a panel of five, I believe, testifying at the same hearing. President Ronald Reagan's Solicitor General, Charles Freed, said that even though he believes there are some problems with the Affordable Care Act, he's quite sure that the health care mandate is constitutional. Freed is now a professor of law at Harvard Law School. He told the committee in his opening statement that the Commerce Clause of the Constitution gives Congress the power to regulate, which is precisely what the law does.
Clearly, insurance is commerce. That was held by the Supreme Court in 1944. There was a time when the Supreme Court didn't think it was commerce, but it has been ever since. And if you look at the mountain of legislation, most noticeably the ERISA legislation, you see that the Congress and the courts obviously think insurance is commerce. And health care surely health care insurance surely is commerce, insuring as it does something like 18% of the gross national product.
That was Charles Fried, President Ronald Reagan's Solicitor General, saying, hey, it's constitutional.
And that was Carl Wolfson on his radio program. The focus is on health care in South Carolina. Talk host Rocky D with Senator Jim DeMint, a Republican, about what happens next now that the bill has been declared unconstitutional in this way.
The repeal of it passed the House. Well, was that just largely ceremonial since you don't have the votes in the Senate? And the fact that, you know, Obama could just put the big V on it anyway.
Well, he could, but first of all, we need to get everyone on record. The judge's decision in Florida is a huge help to put a question mark in every Democrat's mind that they, you know, may have overreached our constitutional authority, which I think we clearly did. And so the first part of this is getting everyone on record, and all the Republicans are going to be for repeal. Then we start the process of making sure there's no funding available to implement it over the next couple of years. And if no Democrats come around in the next couple of years, we'll replace a lot of them in the next election, and then we'll have that final vote.
We just talked to Alan Wilson, our attorney general here, as you know, and he was saying that there's, you know, more than half of the states right now want an exemption to the bill through the health care plan, or they want to opt out altogether. And that's one of the reasons that the judge that in Florida came up with the idea that, hey, it's unconstitutional. Nobody wants it. How can you force it on people? Is that what's going to kill it?
Well, the quickest way to kill it is through the courts. And I imagine it'll take a while to work up through the Supreme Court. But the Supreme Court knows that it's a urgent issue. And now for it to be implemented, I think the Supreme Court is going to have to decide, because I think a number of states now have the legal authority not to implement it because the federal judge has said it's unconstitutional. The Supreme Court needs to act in an expeditious way.
All right, so there's Senator Jim DeMint talking on Rocky D's program about what happens next. The discussion here, number two, health care reform and its repeal. Here, talk host Charlie Parker and Charity McCurdy talk to an insurance expert about what this judge's decision may mean for health care in general.
There have been four court decisions. Two say it's unconstitutional. Two say that it isn't. We know in the end it will go to the Supreme Court. But in the meantime, among things said yesterday by Mr. Vinson, is he knows that he made a difficult decision and that it will have indeterminable implications. We're joined now by insurance expert Mike McIntyre. Mike, any opinion on what that means, indeterminable implications?
Yeah, exactly. Well, first of all, there's a lot of partying going on, I think, or celebrations to the fact of the judge's decision, which, in my opinion, it was the correct one. But I think more importantly than that, though, I think what's going to happen is it's going to add tremendous amount of fuel to the fire for the Republicans to repeal this. And, of course, it's going to go to an appellate court here shortly, and they'll stay the ruling because the judge didn't stay himself on there. But it's a decision that really, now that you have 2-2, but this decision is even more landmark because he had to because the individual mandate was not severable, and so he had to rule the whole bill null and void, which creates a huge firestorm coming down the pike here in November.
Mike, as a result of this latest ruling, will the Obama administration likely put the plan on hold during the court process, or will certain provisions of the law still go into effect as planned?
Well, you know, that's a big question, and I think what my gut is that certain provisions will go ahead into effect as they already have started, and you know, it's going to be a gutsy call by the administration. Some people think they'll slow it down and try to postpone it. That way they can get the seniors will receive their $250 rebate check, and people will start getting addicted to the plan, so to speak, which still it won't have any effect on the ruling with the Supreme Court. But and other people feel that, you know, if it does come down in the fall, which is going to be the elections coming in, and it's going to be starting into heavy campaign season, it could be a shot in their foot unexpectedly.
Let's bring it back to you and me. Hypothetical. Any possibility that there might even be one instance sometime in the near future where someone with a pre-existing condition walks into a doctor and their health provider at this point, because of what happened yesterday, says, "Nah, can't take care of you."
Yeah, you know, I mean, there's a lot of folks out there that have the first of all, the pre-existing condition is what happens when a person takes out a health insurance policy. They do what is called an MIB, which mm-hmm. is a Medical Information Bureau, and that determines whether they have pre-existing conditions.
Right.
And so if they walk into a doctor's office, that really wouldn't matter. The only thing that's going to matter is whether the insurance company will issue your card. And basically right now the pre-existing conditions only account for minorities, for children. So that should – I would suspect that that's not going to change.
All right, 800-510-8255. When we continue, we get to the number one item on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show, a review of what's happening in the world of talk radio, talk television, news talk radio and television, left, right, and in between. I'm Doug Steffen at 17 before the hour.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Your mother always told you to say no to peer pressure. So when you hear how 4 million drivers switched to Geico last year, you aren't swayed. Then again, those 4 million drivers probably saved hundreds by switching to the nation's third largest car insurance company. Maybe your mother was wrong. Maybe you could have joined that hippie commune in Montana. Or maybe you could save money by switching to Geico today.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Women move the world, and Caltrate helps move them.
I asked my gram to sponsor me in her walkathon.
And I said, okay, but she'd have to sponsor me back, because I'm walking too.
Caltrate provides the essential calcium that helps keep bones strong and muscles moving. Caltrate gives us 1,200 milligrams of calcium and 800 IU of vitamin D.
We'll do the full 5 miles.
And do it together.
Caltrate helps women keep moving, because women move the world.
The greatest speeches.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Of all time.
Because this is the party of Lincoln and Reagan.
On The Conservative Voice.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Conservative Voice, a two-disc DVD or CD containing some of the most powerful speeches ever. Featured are Ronald Reagan.
Our government is too big.
Sarah Palin.
Let's drill, baby, drill, not stall, baby, stall.
George W. Bush.
I can hear you, and the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
Highlights of speeches from some of the most legendary figures in American political history can be yours now. Here's how to order.
To order, go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. conservativevoice.us/Doug.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Energy efficiency interviews are brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Matthew, you know energy-saving light bulbs last 6 times longer than that old bulb in your lamp.
Yeah, well, I don't even live here.
Matthew, dinner's ready.
I never met that woman.
It's your favorite, Matt. Lasagna.
Ugh, don't you people knock?
Just give me the energy saver.
Millions of kids are using their energy wisely. What's your excuse? Learn more at loseyourexcuse.gov.
800-510-8255. We'll be taking your calls in a matter of moments. We're at number one this week on the countdown, and the president of Egypt, Hosni Mubarak, adding to the controversy or the discussion, tells ABC News that he would like to step down, but he can't because he's afraid of chaos. What kind of self-serving baloney is that? We'll find out what your thinking is after we listen to radio host Peter Tilden and his partner Teresa Stasser talking to a caller who had just returned from a trip to Egypt.
Lisa Acker has just come back from traveling with her church group in Egypt, and I know you had a tough time getting out. What was it like, Lisa?
Well, it's a little bit scary. On Friday night, we didn't know what to expect. We had heard that there would be demonstrations, and we went up to the city of Tanis, the ancient city, and on our way back, we couldn't make it to our hotel. The bus driver was trying to find all different routes to get back. You know, there wasn't a route to get back. There were barricades everywhere, police everywhere. And then all of a sudden, nobody could get cell phone service. Internet was down. We didn't know what was going on. We felt like sitting ducks. So it wasn't until that night we were actually held up at the Citadel. The military allowed us to come into the city fort there at the palace of Muhammad Ali and the famous Muhammad Ali mosque. Excuse me, I lost my voice because of the tear gas and the smoke.
Wow.
So in any case, yes, we were entertained by the military and three army generals for about 14 hours all night long. Nobody slept. And at least once we got into the military fort, there was a landline that they offered us. And
let's back up for a second. So people who travel in a foreign country, can you imagine? There are people in the street. You can't move. You can't get phone service. You can't call anybody. Nobody's going to help you. You're tear gassed, and you were in a palace?
You know what? God is good.
What did the palace look like?
Well, this military fort, the Citadel, it's huge. And inside, there are multiple buildings. The palace itself is an old palace now used as a military museum with VIP rooms that entertain presidents and kings. And that's where we eventually ended up. We had all decided that we were just going to sleep on the bus all night. But the place that the bus had parked was in one of the near one of the entrances into the Citadel. And when the army started rushing and yelling and screaming and bringing in barricades, the only thing we could understand was get out. And apparently there was rumor that they were going to storm the Citadel because the Citadel is one of the places where they store tanks and ammunition for the army. And that's where they either blew up or burned the police station right outside the fort where we were. And so we were all getting out of the bus. You know, you can imagine we're not elderly, but we had some elderly people on the bus. This created a little bit of a panic, but I think that was the worst for us, is not knowing that the Citadel would be stormed and the military overtaken that night. And so, we had the general actually come out and speak to us, move us to safety. He said, you know, I'd like to entertain you in our VIP room. Please come. And I think that they felt better having us inside in a protected area. That's when they brought the tanks in.
Story of a lady that just came back from Egypt, a little bit of drama, but all the stuff on radio and television is going to be drama attached to it. For heaven's sakes, you'd think watching ABC or CNN, the only thing that was going on over there was Anderson Cooper get bopped in the face, or Christiane Amanpour's car got attacked by the locals. Michael calls 800-510-8255 with thoughts on Egypt and us. Go ahead. The chaos continues, Michael.
Well, I think there's no doubt that the Muslim Brotherhood is riding the back of this tiger. It may not be showing itself too prominently right now, but that's purely a matter of strategy. It's clearly the oldest existing and best organized element out there, apart from the army itself. And I think at a critical moment, the Ikhwan, the Brotherhood, will surface. And then we'll have Iran all over again, only this time the Islamist regime in power will be Sunni instead of Shia.
Well, I might agree with you to a certain extent, except that the situation, Egyptians are different than Iranians in many different ways. I think there are a lot of people who are concerned with justification about the Muslim Brotherhood. I don't, you know, you don't give any credence to people who say, oh, they're just another organization that's politically inclined in Egypt. But I think there are other things there that would suggest that there is more Americanization, I don't know, Westernization, more education there than was the case in Iran. But to be concerned is probably a good thing, and educated about what's going on is even better. Michael, thanks. 51 after on the countdown.
Skip the long lines and high prices at the florist, because right now at ProFlowers.com, you can get 2 dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase and a free box of chocolates for just $29.99. Just visit ProFlowers.com. Look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 4444. Unlike overpriced flowers at the florist, which sit in the cooler for days, our flowers are sent fresh cut from the fields and are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days. Just visit ProFlowers.com today to get 2 dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase and free chocolates for only $29.99. Order now and pick the delivery date you want. It's guaranteed. But hurry, because Valentine's Day is this Monday, and our special offer ends this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit ProFlowers.com. Look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 4444.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Work with us.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So we're reviewing the top 10 items this week in terms of people. At number 10, Charlie Sheen. At number 9, Ben Roethlisberger. At number 8, Donald Rumsfeld. Number 7, Al Gore. Number 6, Julian Assange. Number 5, Raja Vissan. Harry Reid's number 4, John Boehner's number 3, Hosni Mubarak number 2, and Barack Obama number 1. I guess there's no surprise there. Speaking of Mubarak and the interview that he did on ABC, he said the government wasn't responsible for the violence. He said, quote, "I don't care what people say about me. Right now I care about my country. I care about Egypt." The vice president blamed foreigners, a major opposition group, and businessmen for the violence. These people are just not clued into the reality. Hosni Mubarak is worth $48 billion. How did he become a billionaire? It didn't take a lot to figure it out, right? Here's a caller, Sahar, in Washington. He's an Egyptian immigrant with a family back in Egypt, and she's concerned, as you can imagine.
There's a lot of instability. Things are getting worse. There's a concern for food shortages. The longer this goes on, stores are running out of supplies. They're getting looted every time they try to resupply. Families are sharing food because some people didn't have anything stocked up. So, yes, there's certainly a concern that the longer this goes on, the worse it's going to be. And one thing that's been discussed is, why isn't the UN getting involved? And I think this is something worth considering, because there's certainly some validity to the concern that if the U.S. gets too involved unilaterally, it will appear as if it's a U.S.-engineered revolution, so to speak, which will discredit the protesters. And so why isn't the UN getting involved? Why isn't the U.S. going to the Security Council, going to the General Assembly, and getting an international effort to intervene and ensure the transition occurs fairly?
That's a pretty good question. Boy, been a lot of Egyptians, different, as I said with Michael a few minutes ago on the phone, a lot of difference in the quality of the education and the type of person that lives in Egypt. And you can tell that if you listen to some of the callers from some of the other programs or what's here, people who either live there, people who have called this week from there. There's a whole different intellectual and educational level, which gives you hope that the right thing will happen. Don in Philadelphia thinks it's going to take some time to get this thing going, the real democracy going in Egypt. Go ahead, Don.
Try to remember, we have a tendency to forget that how difficult it was for this country to institute and try our best to develop a constitution. And I think that Hillary Clinton spoke about this kind of process and how difficult it would be to install it. It takes time. But the headlessness of this group, there's nobody coming forth and suggesting that let's sit down. How do you get people from this group to sit down, a group of people that will be running for office, that will constitute a new group that's coming in to develop a democracy in this country? It is so difficult to do that. And my point is that no reporter seems to talk about who's leading. What people, if Mubarak steps down now, what people or what group of people would set up a kind of conference or whatever to begin to select the leadership of such a group?
800-510-8255. We take your calls. Some of them we play live. Some of them we edit for air. The example of that would be Craig, who called in a while ago from Muncie, Indiana, with his thoughts.
He was put there by us, and for 30 years he couldn't survive without us. What we basically want him to do is keep Egyptians out of the Gaza Strip. So we have to respect that. He's done that successfully. We don't know whoever comes in is going to be so Israel-friendly. With all due respect, we hear so many things such as John Bolton was on TV Sunday talking about this would be a perfect time for Israel to go ahead and attack Iran because we don't know if their borders are going to be secure. So I definitely don't think this is the time that we need to be encouraging other wars or invading other sovereign nations or whatnot. But the Egyptian people, if they have a democratic election, will we treat them like we did the Gaza people and not respect that outcome of that if the person we want to win doesn't win? This is not about Israel's security if we're going to try to exert our military power on these people or anything. Our money has been able to keep them quiet for 30 years, and now whoever comes in next, democratically elected, if they don't take our payout and simply act as a security flank for that border with Israel, we could be in trouble. And all these other countries over there are doing the same. All of our puppets are getting overthrown.
All right. Well, we've had really a good overview of this. Quickly, at number 10, Charlie Sheen, Super Bowl number 9, Rumsfeld at 8, Global Warming at 7, WikiLeaks 6, China Relations number 5, National Debt 4, Severe Weather 3, Healthcare number 2, and Egypt number 1. Those are the big topics, the big stories, according to Talkers Magazine here on the Talk Radio Roundup, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.